In this episode of Kids Birthday Party Advice, I'm going to answer the second most asked question that I receive on a daily basis, which is, can my child play Fortnite video games on a game truck? Can kids play Fortnite in a game truck? The short answer is yes, they can. The long answer of should they play Fortnite in a game truck? In my opinion, the answer is no. And the reason why I say that is because of the same situation that you're going to find in your home applies in a game truck. Let's say you're doing a birthday party with 10 kids. All 10 kids will need their own individual gaming system. So each child needs their own PlayStation or Xbox or Nintendo Switch or laptop or mobile device. So that's 10 devices that each person has to have. On top of that, you're going to need at least 10 individual television screens because Fortnite can't share television screens. It's not a split screen video game. So each kid has to have their own screen. Once again, unless you're bringing in a laptop or Switch, which both have their own screens, or your mobile device, which has its own screen. So that's the one reason I don't like Fortnite on a game truck environment. Also, Fortnite chews up so much data. And for a game truck would have to have, let's say in our scenario, 10 televisions, 10 individual hotspots, because if I try to put all these Fortnite televisions on one or two hotspots, you're gonna drag that hotspot down. The video game is gonna be buggy and lagging. The kids aren't gonna have a good time. So in my case, my hotspot is ranging on average about $80 a month. So that's $80 times 10 hotspots. That's a lot of money. And then, what if you go over your data that you are using for your hotspot? Because Fortnite chews up a tremendous amount of data. And even if a game truck will pull all that off, then you have to worry about, once again, the connectivity. How strong is the Wi-Fi signal in your area? In this area, the Wi-Fi might be very strong. And the next town over, it might be extremely weak because you have a lot of hills or a lot of high buildings or a lot of trees. So again, you have a lagging or stuttering or a delay in the video game, which prevents the kids from having a very good time. My biggest concern about playing Fortnite in a game truck environment in regards to gamer versus gamer is that it takes the kids away from the birthday party. The kids are so transfixed on the screen, they're grunting, they're ooh and jerking and all this stuff, and they have no idea that there is a complete birthday party going on behind them, which again is defeating the whole purpose of having a birthday party. Kids are dancing behind them, they're singing behind them, they're eating behind them, and the kid is oblivious because he's staring into this television. So that's the one reason I don't like Fortnite on a game truck environment. Also, I don't like it because Fortnite is a single player game. Most game trucks are not gonna have 8 to 10 televisions. They're gonna dedicate 2 or 1 television to Fortnite, which means every child that wants to play Fortnite is gonna have to wait in line, wait and get their turn to play Fortnite. And you can pretty much assume that's gonna be kind of boring waiting for someone to get out so that I can play, and that chews up a lot of the birthday party time. So those are some of the reasons why I don't really like playing Fortnite in a game truck environment and why I don't think it's a good idea. All right, so let's summarize this video and give you my recommendations. If you want to do a game truck party and do Fortnite, my recommendation is to rotate the kids, I would say in 5-minute increments. That way everybody gets a chance to cycle through. No one's just standing there, falling asleep, growing a beard, waiting for someone to get out. You have a constant flow of people going in and out of Fortnite, and that will keep it interesting. And that way the other televisions could be utilized to keep the kids entertained until it's their turn to play. I hope that this video has been informative. I hope that you learned a lot about Fortnite. I hope that you have a different insight on what it takes to put together this type of birthday party. If you are in the Metro Atlanta area and you have a child's birthday coming up, a bar mitzvah, a graduation, and you don't have any ideas of what you want to do, please give me a call. And I'd be happy to go over our services and give you some more suggestions. And if you like this video, please like the video. Click the like button. Click it now, please, because if you wait till after the video, most people won't do it. Also, share the video. Let other parents see so that they are brought up to speed on what it takes to do this type of party. My name is Corey Hall, and this has been Kids Birthday Party Advice.
Gamer versus Gamer, video game birthday party service.
And we look forward to treating your child like the most important kid in the world on their birthday.